is going on?
I don't know.
Time for What's Happening.
What's happening?
Well, did you?
No.
Okay. Gavin Newsom, thankfully, continues to soft pedal around the issue of schools reopening. Please, Mr. Toilet Paper Backbone, it's time to grow up and be a man. He said all K through 12 schools should be open in the fall for full-time, five-day-a-week per in-person instruction. But he won't mandate it.
The CDC says that while it recommends all staff and travelers aboard cruise ships to be vaccinated, cruise companies do not need to mandate vaccines in order to resume travel safely.
Well, that's good, right? I mean, that at least leaves it up to the individual businesses, the cruise operations, if they want to do that. A lot of these cruises have been canceled. The ones that were leaving from the United States have just been either taken off the board or their point of embarkation has moved to a different country.
Well, you heard what Mondo was talking about the other day with that HBO documentary about the cruise ship, the final cruises that went on last year. And just watching the trailer makes me not want to go on a cruise for quite some time.
The trailer itself made it look like it was a horror movie.
Yes.
Almost like Blair Witch. Some quick cuts in
totally.
There.
Totally.
It's kind of scary. There's an interesting discussion of the ongoing effects of people who have suffered COVID. There is a study that says that in the journal Lancet Psychiatry, about a third of COVID-19 survivors receive a diagnosis for a neurological or psychological condition within 6 months of their infection. The most common diagnosis, anxiety. Listen, who wouldn't be anxious, especially if you were one of the people who contracted COVID in like April or May of last year when we had so many questions about what was going to happen to you if you got it.
But how many people have anxiety anyway? And I wouldn't put anxiety under the umbrella of brain disease.
Well, and see, that's the important thing.
CNN makes it sound like you have brain misfunctions.
Right. Like you have Klinefelter syndrome, or you've got some sort of like Swiss cheese disease going on in your brain, and that's not it. We felt anxious last year, and we were never diagnosed with COVID.
No,
not diagnosed. We had mood disorders. I mean, most of the neurological defects. The more neurological effects have been in severely hospitalized patients. They're still common in those who are only treated in an outpatient setting. But that's one of the common things I've heard is that people that have had it say they still feel, the term I've heard used is brain fog. They still feel like there's something going on that's not quite right since they had their diagnosis.
I wonder how much of it is psychosomatic as well.
Probably plenty, and I don't know how you're able to determine the two.
Well, the price of gas, nearly $6 per gallon at least one Los Angeles downtown station. Prices have been inching their way up, and the L.A. Long Beach area regular gas averaging $3.96 per gallon. That's 17.3 cents higher than 1 month ago.
I paid $3.92 this morning when I got some gas.
Ooh.
It's not... And with traffic increasing, I think you only see those prices go up. More and more people out on the streets, as we say.
Mike Socha in the news. He is going to try and reach the Olympic baseball tournament with a roster that's not that great. These are players.
Why do you say that?
Well, the players cut during spring training, prospects not needed by baseball clubs this summer.
But this, I think, is their best opportunity.
Is it?
Only because you've got the way they're doing it this year with fewer minor league teams and the reshuffling of how they've had to do it because of the COVID pandemic. There may be more of these young, very talented guys available who have not yet signed up with a team or whose team may have been cut. So... This may be good news. The roster does include top prospects like Bobby Dalbec and Joe Adell, and older players, Clayton Richards, Eric Kratz. Socha says he's going to have a blend of veterans, prospects from the low minors, and into some AAA pitchers who are going to be involved. And again, the Olympics will take place in
Eric
July.
Eric Kratz is 40 years old.
Hey, let's pump the brakes on that, lady. There are plenty of people who were 40 years old. I think Satchel Paige pitched until he's 46.
What did you hit last night? Are you 3 for 4? How'd you do?
Fielder's choice, and then I grounded into a double play. I was only up twice. They beat us bad. But we played a team that has never stopped playing. We played a team that's been in tournaments every weekend forever.
Where'd you play?
Third base, and then the last thing I played, first base.
That's great.
Yeah.
You must be one of the better ones.
Whatever. Or I fooled them.
Who comes up with the lineup?
The coach or manager.
There's a manager?
Sure.
Is he a big power-hungry guy?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that you...
I'm just curious about how...
You impose these weird socio-political manifestations onto a City League softball team.
Sometimes when you go to like a Little League game and you see the manager, it's like this guy who just wants to have some sort of power over something.
No, very relaxed.
Okay.
This is very... The other team wasn't, but we were very relaxed. There's no pressure.
That's why you lost.
And everybody said as we were leaving, it was just nice to get out and like run around. And
yeah. That's great.
You have to wear your mask in the dugout, though.
That's silly. And you can't chew tobacco?
Some moron from the Parks Department came out.
Hey, guys, if you don't put your mask on in the dugout, you're going to forfeit the game.
Is that true?
Swear.